This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour. It's everything you would talk about with your best friends, from sex to celebrity to entertainment.
From the editors of Cosmopolitan.com, this is the Cosmo Happy Hour with Alisa Benson.
'06 is coming to a close, and I don't know about you, but I feel like it can't be here fast enough. This was a crazy year, from the Olympics in Rio to an insane election. This year was nothing short of buzzworthy. But before we officially say goodbye to 2016, we want to recap the most talked about moments in pop culture from this year that are worth discussing just one last time. I'm Alisa Benson. This is Cosmopolitan.com's Happy Hour podcast. And today we are discussing Cosmo's top 10 most important pop culture moments in 2016. Joining me on the panel today from Cosmopolitan.com is our entertainment editor, Patty Greco. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Alisa.
Are you so excited to talk about all things pop culture?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. It's never going to die.
2016 is never going to die. And also joining us in the studio today from MTV is stand-up comedian and entertainment journalist, Chloe Hilliard.
Hey.
Hi, Chloe. Hey,
what's
how
up?
Are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Are you just so excited to, what are you more excited for? To talk about the 10 most important pop culture moments of 2016 or to say goodbye to 2016 forever?
I am happy to talk about them because I have no idea what 2017 is going to be like.
That's true.
Might be so much more crazy than this that we would be like, I long for the days.
Right.
Yeah, you have a good point. Don't ever end 2016.
Right, exactly.
We're just starting to cope.
Right, exactly. We're just starting to get through it. Well, we have some very special guests that are going to join us from the West Coast to help us count down these top 10 biggest moments. So let's go ahead and give them a ring now. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So here to officially kick off our countdown and discuss the juiciest moments of 2016, we had to bring in a couple who is having quite the comeback themselves this year, our great friends, Heidi and Spencer Pratt. Hey, guys.
Hey!
Woo!
Where are you guys calling from right now? You're in LA, right?
From the beach.
From the beach.
Yes. We're just like that episode. We're right there.
Right there. You guys are always at the beach. I can't imagine you in any other place. But that's what makes you perfect pop culture experts. You get to live your whole lives on the West Coast, where living this stuff every day. So, okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm totally rambling. Let's go ahead and jump in. I'm going to start with moment number 10 on our list of the most important Cosmo pop culture moments of 2016. Number 10, Justin Bieber and his meltdowns. Mm. I love Bieber, but this was a year for him where he just really couldn't stop like going off at his fans.
Mm.
And I felt like, you know, I feel like in years past, we saw the rise of Bieber and then sort of the self-destruction of Bieber and the Bieber apology tour. And this year was the, like, Bieber really lashing out at the fans. Patty, what did you think?
I mean, I've never loved him more. He was so hot this year. His hair was so hot. I wanted him to yell right at me for trying to take his photo, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yell at me, Bieber. Yell at me.
And I think the more he tried to explain, you know, these sort of moments of him explaining why he was yelling at the fans, and it kind of just like he was digging himself mm-hmm. like even more and more into a hole. And then there was the whole thing with him deleting and reactivating his Instagram account when he was sort of dating and he went on this Instagram binge with model Sophia Richie. Selena Gomez fans were mad. He totally freaked out and deactivated the whole thing. Chloe, feelings on that?
Well, one, I think that I have a theory, and it's not my theory. Someone told it to me, but I'll make it seem like it's my own just to sound like amazing. Is that the age at which you become a celebrity, you are perpetually trapped in that mindset.
Ah.
And so you have to realize that he was a kid and he doesn't have any sort of understanding of like how to interact with people outside of fame. It's like the Michael Jackson complex, you know? So
right.
He doesn't know how to communicate his feelings. He just lashes out. And so when people are like, oh, he's crazy, like, I understand, like, yes, his things are, he has temper tantrums, but we have no idea what it's like to have, like, millions of people following your every move. And I'm pretty sure he probably was going out with Sophia and was like, I have a hot new chick, I just want to post a picture, and forgot he has 10 million followers who are just going to rip her to shreds. By the way, side note, she's 17, so it was gross in my book, but, you know, whatever.
I guess that is for a different list.
Yeah, celebrity 17 is like a real life 42.
Right. Exactly. Spencer, what do you think? Predictions for what's going to happen to Bieber in 2017? Is he going to recover from this?
Oh, yeah. He just announced his stadium tour. So I think he's going to stop dancing and just get, like, really, you know, serious as an artist. But I think the reason he quit Instagram is because, is the word pwned? I don't know. It's like an internet word.
Yeah.
Where you get, like, owned. I think Selena just owned him in the comments section, and he couldn't come back with a good enough comeback, and was like, forget it, I'm deleting my account.
Like, oh my God, you're so right. That's so how boys, like, respond to things. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'm so, just gonna stop talking.
I think she was like, maybe you shouldn't post photos for your, you know, like, whatever she wrote was so good, and so, like, I'm about to go to rehab type comment. So it was like,
she was very introspective.
Yeah, she was just like on one, so she's like, bam. So but I think he needs, and then the other, last week you said the Instagram's like hell or whatever. It's like, come on, dude, why don't you give me those 90 million demons you got following you there.
Right, exactly. I'll take your double followers, Bieber.
Yeah, yeah, please. Sign me up for that horrible hell. Hell is me not being able to get like 15 comments and like 10 likes. That's hell, Bieber.
Hell is 14 comments. Yeah. I hear you. So moving right along to number 9 on our list, one of my favorite pop culture things to obsess over this year, Rihanna and Drake, are they or aren't they? So fans have speculated a relationship. There's kind of always been this, like, on-again, off-again rumor with Riri and Drake. He's always been the emotional soul that he is, more vocal about crushing on her. But then the big moment this year was when he was presenting her with the VMA's Video Vanguard Award and confessed his love for her. He literally said, she's someone I've been in love with since I was 22 years old. Patty, you've covered a million of these shows. Did you see it coming? Did it feel shocking to you?
It did feel shocking to me. I thought that the billboards were really kind of gross, though. Like, it was, like, too overboard. Although, I will say, I just asked my boyfriend, if we got a dog, would you Instagram it? And he said no. And it's like, I don't, like, Drake gets Rihanna a billboard and you can't Instagram our dog. Like, come
on. Wait, this was a hypothetical.
It was a hypothetical.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, anyway,
he says that. Wait, get the dog and see what happens.
All right. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Chloe. I feel better. But anyway, I'm rambling. I think that I didn't see it coming, but it makes perfect sense for Drake. And then Rihanna, like, was embarrassed when he was going on stage, and it was really cute.
Right. I think he just has a, I mean, who doesn't have a crush? I have a crush on Rihanna.
I know.
Right.
You know, like, everybody, she's like the female prince. Like, if you gaze at her too long, all of a sudden you just get aroused. So I think the problem is that he probably just loved her for so long and he's been infatuated with her, and now he feel like he had a chance. He had to let the whole Chris Brown thing die down.
Yeah.
And then become friends with her, and then finally, like, you know, confess his love. But he always loves women who are unattainable. Like, first he was in love with Aaliyah, who's been dead for like over 10 years. And then got a tattoo of her. And then he was in love with Nicki, who's always been with somebody else. And now he's in love with Rihanna. And I think he's just like the good guy that Rihanna's like, I should probably just have a nice good guy who loves my dirty drawers, who'll never do me wrong. But then she's like, he's too much, he put a billboard up, it's gross,
he's too much. Didn't she literally say, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I think she literally said, thank you, I love you, thank you,
and then dodged his kiss.
Yes.
But then they got matching tattoos. I think it's so complicated. She knows that he is her safety net.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? We all have that one person who's your safety net, like who will always be there for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, your back burner guy.
But you just can't come to terms with being with that person at that moment.
Yeah.
So, Chloe, are you rooting for them, or you think it's just never going to happen?
I think that they would be a good couple, but later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think after they get all the, because they're still young, you know?
Right, when they're both like 40.
Like J-Lo and Anthony. what's his name?
Mark Anthony. But they're not together.
Yeah.
But they just kissed on stage. He's divorcing his wife. If she says, I will get back with you, Mark Anthony is dumping whoever he's with to get back with J-Lo.
Okay, so they're Rihanna and Drake are the new Mark Anthony and J-Lo, for better or worse. I love that. Moving on to moment number 8, Chrissy Teigen and mommy shamer. So she gave birth to Luna Simone in April. She was photographed at dinner days after giving birth and lots of internet shame, accusing her of being attention seeking. She clapped back with her usual wit with a tweet saying, I went to dinner, people are pissed, good morning. But I think this was an important moment to have on the list because it happened to Chrissy Teigen. We all know she's typically outspoken on Twitter, but this just to me really represents something that is happening to all moms everywhere, whether or not you're Chrissy Teigen. It, like, mom shaming is sort of at a, like, we're at peak mom shame right now. Mm-hmm. Spencer and Heidi, what do you guys think?
I love Chrissy Teigen. I think she's incredible. I think she's sexy. I don't know when it became okay to flaunt everything when you're not a mom and then you're a mom all of a sudden and it's not, like, acceptable. So I think good for her. She's hot. She's amazing. She's funny. She's sassy. I think she's, like, the it girl. So I think that she should do whatever she wants. And who cares if she decides to show things or not? That's completely up to her. And her husband, obviously, she knows what she's doing. And I think when you're a mom, that's probably one of the most exciting, amazing moments. So you want to be able to share that with your fans and with people that you do share other parts of your life with. So why would you keep that part a secret? So I think it's incredible.
Yeah, I have to say, though, I don't know how Chrissy Teigen isn't exhausted to be Chrissy Teigen, because she just continually fights back at all of these, like, brainless dummy trolls who come at her every day. Like, I don't know how she doesn't just, like, completely, like, lose her mind or even get bored of it. And I mean, I guess she does. She quit Twitter for a while, right?
Yeah.
And then came back.
Or she made herself private.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of internet trolls, that brings us to number 7 on the list. Leslie Jones, star of Ghostbusters, had to deal with her own fair share of internet trolls. She tweeted about the Ghostbusters premiere that no designers wanted to dress her. Christian Siriano stepped in and made her look like $1 million. After that, her Twitter account was hacked to post homophobic messages. She received many racist and hateful messages, and she quit Twitter because of this. Like, you know, she said, I leave Twitter tonight with tears and a very sad heart. All this because I did a movie. You can hate the movie, but the shit I got today, wrong. She did end up returning later. There was a lot of trending hashtags showing support of her. But, you know, it sort of felt unbelievable to me that in 2016, something like this is still happening. Chloe, why Leslie Jones, why was she getting so much attention and hate for this?
Well, because, first of all, people get upset about fictional characters being revamped, right? So the real reason why people were upset is because they took Ghostbusters, which is like a cult classic, and they made it an all-woman cast. And so, of course, when you look at all the women, you're going to go for the person who seems to have the least amount of celebrity and also isn't your traditional depiction of, like, a Hollywood beauty is. And so you have 3 white women and you have Leslie Jones, and all the other white women, people know them, so they're not, no one's going to attack them. Trolls are not going to attack. They're going to go for who they think is the easy target. But what they didn't realize is that people adore her and they're going to rally around her, and you just made her even more of a celebrity by attacking her for something so stupid as a ghost movie.
Right.
Like, you know, and she's on Saturday Night Live. She's amazing. She's a great comedian. She's been doing it for a really long time. She knows she's not a classic beauty. She makes fun of it. Like, she accepts all of her flaws. So to point out her flaws even more just makes you look like an imbecile. You know, no one's perfect, and I'm pretty sure you look crazy in your mom's basement tweeting in your underwear.
That is absolutely true. I have another note in front of me that I almost forgot to mention, but her tweets during the Olympics were, like, the best thing ever. She was, I feel like everyone was like, Leslie Jones for, I don't know, NBC Olympics Hunger Games host, like whatever.
You trolled one of the most patriotic black women in America.
Yeah.
And she got a free trip out of it.
Yeah, exactly. NBC flew her to Rio. So it all worked out great for Leslie in the end.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Ryan Lochte's incident. Who wants to, I don't even know, like, who wants to unpack this?
His lie? You mean his lie?
Yeah, incident.
Okay, so
like,
Ryan and his boys were trying to have a night out in Brazil, got wasted, was pissy drunk, as you know you do. You don't know what a bathroom is. You start peeing in random cups on the floor and holes and walls. And the people at the gas station called him out for it. And he was like, I'm Ryan Lochte. They was like, we don't speak English. We don't care who you are. And then he tried to leave and they were like, you're not going to leave us with this damage and this pee-pee smell. Give us some money for some like Lysol to clean this shit up. And he said no. And then they told his mom that they got, like, that's the worst part about it. Like, you and your friend, like, if you go and do some terrible shit, own up to it. Don't right. go to mom like, mom, we got robbed.
Held up. Yeah.
And can't you almost see the way this was like spiraling out of control? Like,
it's really his mom's. It's the mom's
it's
fault.
It's the mom's yeah. fault.
I mean, no. Like, it's the mom's fault because she took it to the media. She took right. it like because she was talking about it on a bus where media was at. You know, everybody's a journalist down there. So she, you know, my son, can you imagine?
Ugh.
My son, American hero, a swimmer.
Yeah.
He was held up at gunpoint. This country's nuts. And they was like, is it?
Yeah. I love how it was like the Daily Mail that yeah. like right. broke the whole story yeah. too, because everyone else is just going along with it.
Like, right. Everyone is like, oh yeah, that's 100% true.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a grainy so. Photo of him with his wallet. What's yeah. happening?
Right.
Yeah.
He's obviously being held up at gunpoint. But he did clarify in an interview that, yeah, he made the whole thing up, released an apology. The Olympics committee forgave him. So I guess it is all.
And he went on Dancing with the Stars. That's how America forgave him.
Right.
He did hot salsa.
It wasn't the apology. It was the hot salsa. Yeah.
I would step in and say that the Olympic committee should be at fault a little bit for letting a guy like that be without like a babysitter
true.
In public. You know, like,
it's true.
If I'm in charge of the Olympics and I got guys that like pretty much can only swim, like, I'm not like, oh, guys, go around this country on your own and, you know, keep an eye on yourselves.
That's a good point.
Right. Like next year, or not next year, because there is no Olympics next yeah. year, but at the next Summer Olympics, how many athletes did we send this year? It was several hundred.
Yeah,
we're,
that's a lot.
Yeah, now we're going to have to send several hundred athletes plus like chaperones.
Well, it depends on what country it's in, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, really, I don't know that the ladies need chaperones.
No, definitely no. not.
Yeah.
Women know how to keep it together.
Yeah.
We don't pee in the street. We do. Yeah. If we do, it's very classy.
Right, exactly. Like the gymnasts, they're not getting into any trouble and they're literal
And we
teenagers.
Will be saying sorry the entire time. Like, I'm so sorry I'm peeing right now. I'm sorry. Don't look at me. I'm peeing. Stop. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry my body has to pee. Moving right along. Number five on the list, Beyonce's Lemonade. I am not the best person to talk about this.
Why?
Patty,
do you not know it well?
I don't, like, okay, I don't even want to, like, start here because this is distracting, but I'm, like, just not a Beyonce super fan. I just, like, I'm, like, she's fine.
See, okay, it's okay. If you're not a Beyonce super fan, that is fine, but Lemonade is different than all her other music. It's, like, yeah. her best music.
So explain why Lemonade was so significant, why this was such a departure for her, the conversation around it.
Right. So basically this premiered on HBO on a Saturday night, right? It was a Saturday
yes,
night.
It was.
I do remember this, and I was like, okay, so we knew this was coming, but we didn't know exactly what it was going to mm-hmm. be. So the momentum and the buildup was pretty insane. It was coming off of her first single off the album, which was Formation. And this is Beyonce for the first time getting very political in a way that she hadn't yet before. So it was a big deal for a couple
and
of reasons.
And when did this go? This was in April, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I think. Yeah, because April is her jam.
Yeah. And that was, so she had performed at the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah.
And that was, I think, the debut of Formation, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time and kind of kicking off this. And yeah, so then in April, we know this HBO special was coming,
mm-hmm.
which is significant because her album before that had been the one that was dropped in
yeah.
the middle of the night with no
right.
so this was almost like how do you
top that
exactly yeah. exactly like a super HBO special. Okay, so go ahead.
Anyway, and then it became an album about, did Jay-Z cheat on Beyonce?
Mm-hmm.
So it was sort of like two big things, which is one, Beyonce releasing a highly political album that addressed Black Lives Matter. It was beautiful, stunning, like a visual masterpiece. And then also did Jay-Z
yeah.
on Beyonce.
But so, you know, I just had a revelation because yeah. I was listening to the album. I was driving, I had a long drive and I was listening to it. And then I realized that it's not about her specifically, because you all know she has writers and all that stuff. So it's not about her specifically, but I think every single song on that album relates to Lemonade, of making, taking lemons and making lemonade. Mm-hmm. So every single thing is about a woman who has some obstacle and how she overcome it in a way.
Right.
So if you think about it that way, mm-hmm. it is an artistic interpretation of like women being able to persevere and make it through. So whether one song is about being cheating on, one song is about like no one's gonna love you like me, one song is about a stripper making money. So it's about like, if you really think about it, it's like, oh, it's so many layers to it.
Right.
So I would like you, like, I wasn't a big Beyonce fan
yeah.
either. Like, I respect her.
Yeah.
I think she's talented, but then I went to the Formation concert
yeah.
and got my entire life together.
And it turned you into a fan.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Because
so maybe
she there's no one who is as talented as, and she's like mechanical with it, like
yeah.
down to the nuance. She knows everything that happens. She's
yeah.
a perfectionist, and there's no one who can command a stage like that.
Yeah, I definitely think she is an amazing performer. But you're right. I just need to like
go to a concert,
go to a show, okay.
go to a concert, and you will pull your edges out.
And and Chloe, I think to your point about knowing that she has a lot of writers, and you know that this is something relatable. Then to you, is it almost irrelevant if JJ is my sister's husband, who I just spent the weekend with. That's why I just said JJ instead of Jay-Z. To you, then, is it irrelevant that whether or not Jay-Z, you know, cheated?
I don't think that we should call into question people's personal marriage relationships when they're being an artist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't buy dinner at a restaurant. But like, I wonder if the chef just had sex before he made the steak. Like, who cares?
Right.
Well, it depends if there's stuff on his hands.
Yeah. Well,
or
not in the kitchen, but you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not, if you're buying the art, the product of the
yeah.
person, it doesn't matter what happens behind closed doors.
I also, from a social media point of view, because that is my background, I have to say one thing that I did think that was cool about this was how instantaneously the lemon emoji just became associated mm-hmm. with Beyonce, with
yeah.
this album, you know, seeing that like all over in the comments. And it's like, there are not very many people that can do that, where overnight this sort of emoji code becomes instantly recognizable.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, like, from a stupid social media point of view, really interesting.
I know. Heidi and Spencer, you guys got to get an emoji together.
Yeah.
I'll take any emoji they got for us. You know,
is there a taco emoji?
Yes.
Because that
is.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Taco Bell's got it. We've taken the burrito. I will say I feel bad for Becky with the good hair, if she really wasn't Becky with the good hair, because they hit her with all the lemons. So
yeah,
so that's the one thing about everyone speculating. It's like, if it wasn't this girl, she sure got her life thrown upside down. She probably liked it, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm like, weren't those lemons cute? But yeah, it was actually...
Wait, though. She tweeted or Instagrammed that night a photo of herself and said, good hair, don't care.
Yes.
So I'm not saying she deserved to be
full.
Yeah, Rachel
yeah.
Roy. Rachel Ray. No, I'm just kidding. yeah. So, I mean, no one deserves to be bullied. I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying, why would you say that?
But that could have been like just coincidence. I don't know.
No, because she was also associated
with his
ex-partner. Entered anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. She definitely entered the fray. For sure.
Well, let's see how many lemons and bumblebees show up in your comments, because you said you didn't like
the
Beyonce.
The best thing out of that whole situation is the other, like, a couple weeks ago, was that Beyonce's mom posted a photo of Jay-Z in an elevator with Solange, like, and then deleted it because, like, she forgot, like, that was a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
That was amazing.
I'm so glad you reminded me of that moment.
My mom.
Yeah, but so it's so funny with older people. Like, there's so many steps to accidentally post something. Like, they keep asking. Like, you have to keep hitting the next button. You should abort at some point before you get to post it. Like,
it is basic. It is impossible. Can we just say for the record, it is impossible to accidentally
yes.
post something on social
yes,
media.
It is.
The only thing that I think is semi-acceptable is sometimes on Facebook, I accidentally like start to enter into the status field something that I meant to search for, like an
yeah.
ex-boyfriend. But I'm not dumb enough to post it.
Yes.
But Although I do feel like the joke with Facebook is, you know how they do the thing in the like later product updates where it shows the recent photos on your camera roll?
That's scary.
Yeah. And the joke is for, like,
the first time I saw that, I was like, why is this picture of me in this dressing room on Facebook?
Right. Exactly. Why are these 94 selfies? Exactly. So moving along to number four on our list, I think actually pretty much every year we say it's the year of breakups, but there were several high profile breakups this year. Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. Totally didn't see that coming. Spencer, I know you feel differently. Then we saw Taylor Swift and Tom Hiddleston sort of crash and burn really fast. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard getting divorced after 15 months under really sad circumstances. Amber claiming that Johnny was often drunk and there were domestic abuse allegations. And then, of course, Brad and Angelina divorcing. Yeah. That was completely out of nowhere.
Yeah. Was it?
Oh, we have argued about this before.
Wait, do you have some intel? What happened?
No, I don't have any intel, but I feel like the writing was on the wall. They got together under terrible circumstances. The drama of it all pushed them close together. Then they had kids. And so what I think is their honeymoon period was extended longer than it normally would be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And so the end of their honeymoon period was 10 years, and the end of the normal honeymoon period is 3-4.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting because I don't know what the reason why they're getting divorced. I mean, not that they would tell us, but.
It's Maddox.
That's the reason.
He can't handle it. He's too jealous of Brad and Angie. He's all creeped out.
No, it's that Brad wants to smoke a joint every now and then. And Angie's like, no, you have to study.
Yeah, we're going to the UN.
You can't smoke a joint. We're going to the UN.
Very independent careers, and it's hard when at one point you want to prioritize the other person. I mean, marriage is a hard thing in general, let alone when you have your own selfish ambitions. So I think with all those breakups, the thing in common is you have people who have to put themselves first and their careers first. So I'm not really surprised by any of them, but it definitely was very interesting, that's for sure.
Well, you guys have been together for a super, super long time. What is your secret?
We don't have popping careers. way easier when you just sit on a couch.
Sit at the beach, exactly. Exactly.
Also say that By the Sea was the nail in the coffin. I think Angelina was like, it's your fault this movie tanked. I should have done it with Johnny Depp. They're getting together now, by the way, and that's going to be wild.
Well, you think so? Is that happening?
That's definitely happening right now.
There are the rumors of it, at least. He seems way more up her alley
than
Brad Pitt ever did.
Oh, yeah, because he's like...
When they were in The Tourist together, I thought they were already a couple.
Wow. I need to stop making movies so I can get me a husband. Isn't that essential casting is where you find your mate. Clearly.
It's true. I feel like it's like if it didn't happen in college, which is like where everyone I know met their husband, then it's like, yeah, your only choice is to become a movie star.
Yeah. You need an agent. You just need to be like, can you get like you got Tom Cruise it. I need a date. Find me somebody.
You need a publicist. And then that publicist will get you a fake relationship. Because it's a good PR move.
Damn.
So you don't even have to do the movie, is what you're saying. Wow. Just get a publicist.
Okay.
Do you think Tom Hiddleston and Taylor Swift really was a fake relationship?
My personal theory, I have strong feelings on all things related to Taylor Swift. I don't think it was fake. I don't think it was for publicity. But I do think it was just the sort of typical way you date in your 20s, where you like maybe hook up with somebody a few times or go out a few times. I do think she was more public about it than she has been in the past because she wanted to sort of win the Calvin Harris breakup. The same thing I do where I post like really pretty Instagrams of myself every time I break up with someone. But I think that... I don't think it was for show completely. I just think that this is like a typical sense of hanging out a few times and hooking up a few times being blown way out of proportion.
Yeah, I don't think Tom was aware of the Taylor machine. I don't think he was. I think he was like, she's cool. I think she's pretty. Let's go out. And then it became a story. And he's not from here. So he's like, this is way too much.
No, right. I think that you guys are both being naive.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Anxiety.
I think that he was like, okay, this will be a great little career boost. Yep. I'll wear the Taylor shirt in the water. I mean, they took it to like
a whole different thing. I don't know if they had an agreement or he thought he would last a little longer, but I definitely think she's like the number one operative in Hollywood music.
I think he was also got way too into that private jet life and all of a sudden was talking marriage and she's like, whoa.
Really? Yeah. Do you know, was that a rumor that he was talking about marriage or you're just making this up? Is this fan fiction?
He was coming on too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to become James Bond, the next James Bond, and then she wanted to do the soundtrack. And
are you serious?
I mean, that's my fan fiction.
And you know, I don't believe in anything. And love is not real. It's a construct. You have definitely broken my heart.
The level of like narcissism that you have to live with when you're Taylor Swift, Swift is like, it's really crazy.
Wow.
Right?
So she's empowering girls.
Yeah,
and she's
Gomez just humbled her with being the have the most liked Instagram pics. Yeah. That was eye opening.
That blew my mind.
Yeah. Really, because it's her Instagram account. Like, is it even interesting?
And Ronaldo.
Yeah, she doesn't even have a squad like that.
Yes, more people follow Selena Gomez on Instagram than the combined American people who voted for our president. more people follow her than people who voted for both Hillary and Donald Trump together. How crazy is that?
That's it.
I'll vote for Selena.
Me too.
Selena for president. Selena for president.
But Selena pre-rehab, I think, was the other thing.
Okay, you can work that message into the campaign for sure. Pre-rehab. Yeah. Number three on our list, Kanye's freak out. This is so sad to talk about. So since Kim's robbery, Kanye has been extra eccentric in the public eye. He said on stage he would have voted for Trump if he had voted. Everyone booed him. Such a weird thing to say, especially coming from him. He ended a concert in Oakland early saying that his, you know, voice was hoarse. He said he would give everyone a refund and do better next time. He was kind of arriving late, sort of one weird thing after the next until he finally canceled the rest of his tour and then was hospitalized for exhaustion and has been recovering since. Of course, the tabloid machine has been freaking out of what does this mean for Kim and Kanye? What does this mean for their relationship? But, you know, certainly the behavior seems bizarre and this feels really sad. I mean, to me, this feels, I don't know what your guys' read on it is, but to me, this really feels like somebody who is struggling emotionally, having a bit of a breakdown and just happens to have to be in the position to do it very publicly.
I mean, yeah, that's what I think as well. It's tough because you think that there might be like some sort of mental illness going on, and so it's hard to talk about. Like, the thing that I want to jump in with is what's happening with him and Jay-Z. I thought they loved each other, but I don't know if there's really if it's light or if it's serious.
Well, I mean, Kanye's career started with a tragedy, you know. Like, he was an up-and-coming producer, he wasn't a rapper, he had a crazy car accident that broke his jaw. He was in rehab. His mouth was wired shut. His first song was Through the Wire that he rapped with his jaw wired shut. And then, you know, years pass, he becomes a celebrity, a well-known producer and a rapper. But then when he was a rapper on Jay-Z's label, Jay-Z didn't really even like him like that, you know, but he looked up to him so much. So he had like this affinity for Jay-Z and wanted to be like him. And then he becomes his own celebrity. And then he becomes an egotistical person because it's like, no one believed in me. I had to believe in myself. And then his mom passes away, you know, tragically from complications from plastic surgery, which is like, Hollywood made my mom feel like she had to look a certain way. This was a preventable death. And then he never really healed from that. He went back on tour. He started having breakdowns on tour while he's singing Dear Mama. Like, so he never really had a chance to recover from all of these things that happened. And then now he has his wife who, because a celebrity, is targeted by a robbery. So it's a lot of things that are products of celebrity. And it's like, at some point, you just want to make music. You don't want to have to deal with all these things. So I think that's why he does stay on stage, because it's probably like his purest moment where he can just be to himself. But then you have to deal with all the other nonsense that goes around it. And that's the thing that people don't realize. It's like, I just want to sing my songs. Like, I don't want people snapping pictures of my kids walking down the street or breaking into my house. You know, it's just all this other stuff that you don't want to have to deal with. So I think it's really easy to be like, oh, he's crazy. But it's like, we have no idea. Like, when it comes to Justin Bieber, like, we have no idea what it's like to have millions of people watching your every waking move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Spencer, Heidi, anything to add on Kanye?
Yeah. I think that he just kind of
got so caught up in Kim Kardashian and her world, and that's just a lot. That whole world, the momager, the sisters, I mean, that's just a lot of pressure. I think that he was so in love with Kim that he didn't really think it through. I think he kind of overcommitted to this really present world. I mean, he picked the most famous girl who is this Instagram, you know, most public possible figure. So bringing your kids into that and that whole life, I mean, that's a real commitment. So I think that he didn't really understand what that meant, and maybe it wasn't the right decision at the right time for him. And if so, it's just kind of something he's going to have to deal with, and knowing that is who Kim is and that is that lifestyle that you're going to have to put up with. So I think that's really hard. And it seems like he's in a battle of kind of two different people. Like, he wants to be this famous, successful person, and then at the same time, I think he has a lot of hurt and tragedy and things that are going on. So I think that he just needs some time away and some time out of the public, maybe even for like a year. They should move or something. And I think it's hard also with Kim because she's on her own agenda. You know, she has her own plans, her own things to do. So it's hard for her to really prioritize him and their family. But I think that they just need time out of the limelight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a little breather for sure. And they, you know, announced that they're at least temporarily shutting down production on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
And then Ryan Seacrest said that wasn't true, and I countered that like a day ago. He's like, everyone's
oh,
I
didn't
great.
Even see that.
He's like, we're still filming. Everyone, I talked to everyone's great. Everyone's great.
Yeah.
Cameras are rolling. But I think it's there is a conspiracy. I do the timing of him being on the line for $30 million and then him being able to use insurance to pay for it if he supposedly had a mental breakdown is suspicious. You know, like, he is a mad genius. So if you told me to, like, go play crazy for, like, a few days and you won't have to pay $30 million to get out of your concerts so you can focus on your fashion line that you're behind schedule on, you know, there is that angle. And if people are like, oh, that's a conspiracy, it's like, well, people do crazy stuff in Hollywood, especially when $30 million is at stake. So I don't know. I think the timing is just, first off, if you're about to have a mental breakdown, I know I work out all the time, right? And I never like working out. If I'm exhausted and having a mental breakdown, am I going to my trainer's house the next day? Like, that already is suspicious to me. Like, did Kanye really need to go work out?
Like, that actually doesn't seem like the most suspicious thing to me, but I hear what you're saying.
You think when you're zombie tired and you're not even like a workout person, you're gonna go like to your trainer's house on Monday?
Well, first of all, I don't have a trainer. I never work out, but I don't know. I'm just saying people cope with their, you know, I don't think there's one way that people have a breakdown or one way that people deal with things. But I think if there is another story there that you're alluding to, like, honestly, we'll probably find out in
the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Exactly. We will know all soon.
I don't think we'll ever know the truth on that one.
Well, we have more Kardashians to talk about, because, of course, we couldn't just have one Kardashian item on this list. Number two on the list, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna. This is, I don't even think I need to go into the complicated backstory of how Blac Chyna got caught up in the Kardashian family. Chyna and Kim used to be friends. Tyga, who is Kylie's on-again, off-again boyfriend, is Chyna's baby daddy. We all sort of know about the web of how she has been involved in their lives. But sort of out of the blue, we hadn't really heard much from Rob Kardashian over these past few years. But all of a sudden, Rob and Blac Chyna announced that they were together. She sort of brought Rob out of seclusion. And then basically 2 seconds later, it was like, they're engaged. They're having a baby. Now the baby is here. Fastest celebrity birth ever. These things usually take months. Well, they always take months. But so Chyna gave birth to baby girl Dream Kardashian on November 10th. She already has all of her own social media accounts, et cetera. I really feel like usually with celebrity dramas, you're like, oh, remember when such and such did this thing and it was like that was in 2013. I do feel the opposite about Rob and Blac Chyna, in that it feels like it all happened so fast. Don't you guys feel like you woke up one day and they were together and having a baby?
Yeah. I think so. And I also think that she is playing the hell out of the Kardashian family. Mm-hmm. The fact that she's already legally changed her name to Kardashian and they're not married
Right.
It's she's like, I'm going to take this family down right. or ride it to the top, because you guys took away my family essentially, and you supported her. Like, the thing is, the thing that's so crazy is that, you know, when Spencer's talking about the crazy Hollywood world, is that China, it was, I mean, Kim Kardashian was grooming China to be like her protege, and Kanye was grooming Tyga to be his protege. So they had initially brought them on the show and were filming scenes with them, like going shopping and all this other stuff. So we'll never see that footage. So at some point while they were in the Kardashian's house hanging out with the family, like, these are our new friends, we love this couple, Tyga and Kylie hooked up, and then they started a relationship, and then left China and left Black China out in the cold. So it's like, she's like, how can I get back to this family? So she was like, hey, Rob, I know no one likes you. Do you want to go grab a burger? And he was like, fuck yeah. And that was it. She
like
won
all
him,
great
yeah,
love stories.
Yeah, she won him over with food.
You know, I think that now I completely agree with you, and I am proud of her for doing what she did. But I think the timing is all wrong for her, because yeah. I do think that the Kardashians are going to have not a downfall, but they're going to recede, go back into the shadows, and we're not going to see them as much, in part because, like, I mean, my God, her baby was born 2 days after Donald Trump was elected president. No one gives a fuck about Dream Kardashian. Yeah. Oops, that was mean because it was a baby, but you get my point. Yeah. It's like...
our priorities have shifted.
Right.
This country's... Like, this idea of celebrity is going to crash and burn, because it's been at the top for... It's rode its wave for a really long time.
Right.
So you can't contemplate, like, how you're going to keep job security and education and all this other stuff and deal with this crazy economy and be like, oh, wait, I want to see if Khloe dyes her hair again.
Right. Exactly. So I think she's still going to get the money, and she's yeah. still going to be part of the family should they ever, you know, have a comeback again. But I think that the timing was a little off for her. I also think Rob is just another person who I feel bad talking about, because he might have clinical depression. But he is he's just such a sad sack, though. I mean,
they treat him so bad. I mean, I'm pretty sure he does stuff too, but the way they treat him on that show is like how they treated Bruce Jenner. Those Kardashian women will cut your balls off and put it in a jar. Like, yeah. So it's all the men on there just get railroaded. They get railroaded.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm actually glad for Rob. I think no matter what, like, having a kid can change your life, and to have someone to support him is so great. He's had them all just kind of ignore him, or, I mean, who knows what really happens behind the scenes, but this poor guy, and he doesn't have his dad, and there's just so many missing pieces for him too. So no matter what, I'm happy that he kind of has this, that he's alive, that it gives him something else to focus on, gives him someone else to fight with, even if him and China aren't getting along, at least it's like not his parents and that family that he's talking about all the time. And that family is the most overexposed family in the world. I mean, we know how that expiration date starts ticking, and we never got to that height and that level, but it's still, you feel that momentum when you're starting to fall, and you feel it with Kanye and with Kim, and kind of everyone starts feeling this dimming effect. And I think that definitely is true. I think that they've had their peak. Yeah, they'll still be successful and rich, but not like they want to be. And having that, and we know being at that peak and falling from that is really hard to cope with as well. Like, well, when you're the most famous this, that people, and then all of a sudden no one cares, that's a hard reality to deal with too. So I think that transition is going to be really interesting as well. And I think that Kylie, you know, that's the hardest thing in all this. She was so young when him and her and Tyga got together, and she hasn't really lived and doesn't know 100% who she is as like a woman and a person. And you know, like you said with that fame thing, well, if she got famous at 8 or 9, is she still 8 or 9 years old? It's like, good Lord, I think she needs to live a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of makes me feel sad. I mean, that was it gave me a perspective on it that they're probably panicking.
Yeah.
They're probably panicking and like a little bit depressed.
Yeah, don't feel too bad.
I know, it's like, this just went to a dark place.
Yeah, they save their money. I don't feel too bad. I'd work for them.
But
okay,
I do think Kylie should get away from Tyga. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
I'm with you there, not only because whatever about Tyga, he does not seem nearly as like accomplished as Kylie is, but also just the way that I think anybody, how old is she? 19. Just don't think any 19-year-old should, like, I'm like that person that's always like, break up with your high school boyfriend before you go to college or whatever. I just feel like she should be like young and figuring herself out.
I also don't like how he swooped her. Like, he was at least, what, 23, 24, dating like a 15-year-old? Yeah. Like, that's right there already, like, some weird mind game level you put on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that footage, that like vintage Keeping Up with the Kardashians footage where he's performing it? Is it her or Kendall's like 16th birthday?
Yeah. Party.
Yeah. Ew.
He's a rat. He's rack, 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 rack city. Yeah,
I really like that song.
No, we, Heidi and I always joke, what if somebody else had performed at that party? Who, you know, that's who she would be dating.
Right. Right. Oh my God. It could have gone another way.
Like,
so,
what if it was Soulja Boy doing like super soaked out ho?
My God. His life would have taken a turn.
What if secretly China and Tiger were together and they're like this secret operative couple? I'm like, all right, you go for, you know, her and I'll go for him. Break, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that is creepy. Yeah. And you could see it happening.
Yeah.
I know.
Kylie needs to get pregnant for the plan to be official.
Oh my gosh. Don't even say that.
Yeah. I don't think Chris is going to let that happen.
No.
Yeah.
She's not going to let that happen.
She'd take care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving right along to our number one thing on Cosmo's 2016 pop culture countdown. It is, of course, Kim Kardashian. Which, right, exactly. I know. I wish I had like a sound effect. But So Kim Kardashian, you know, I think it was, Patty, was it in 2015 where we did an entire podcast about the Kardashians? Doesn't that seem like a long time ago now?
Yeah.
So in some ways, it's kind of always felt like for these past few years that it's been the year of the Kardashians. But I do feel like there was something about Kim in this, you know, tragic robbery in Paris. Her hotel room was broken into. She was, you know, tied up, gagged while she was robbed at gunpoint. They took over $10 million in jewels. And it does sort of seem like since then she has been maintaining a low profile. I guess it's not true that they're halting production on the show, but she has certainly been much quieter on social media than she ever has been for this long of a stretch of time. And not that that was in any way connected to the election and to other things we're feeling, but in some ways it does sort of feel like this metaphor of the downfall of the mega celebrity. Mm-hmm. And that to me feels like a very 2016 thing and a reason why it makes sense to have Kim number one on this list in a totally different reason than why she might have been on the list in 2015.
I think she symbolizes the greatness of technology and social media, but also the ability for people to just put blinders on and not pay attention to what's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so there were things like, you know, Black Lives Matter happened and police brutality, people protesting in the streets, and then she puts a post up and she's like, I have black kids, and then it's like her with like $10 million jewelry on. You're like, what? Like, you took a poignant thing that you could have like made a stance about and then made it about you in this like weird narcissistic way, you know. And I don't want to shame her for being who she is and being a celebrity, but I do, this is why I love Parisians, because they don't give a damn. Mm-hmm. And they were like, why would you post a picture of your big ass ring on social media and not expect to get robbed?
Right.
That's a European mindset, because they're much older cultures and they know wealth and they have like monarchies and stuff. And they look at us as Americans like, why are you guys so flashy? We've been doing this since like the 1300s.
Right. Oh my gosh. You're so right.
The second I saw that ring photo posted, I swear I said to Heidi, oh, she's going to get jacked. Like it was too big of a diamond. Like it looked like, if you don't steal this, you're stupid type of diamond. Yeah. You know, like, it makes people who aren't thieves think about grabbing that off your finger. You know, so that was, as being, you know, Birkins are one thing. I always think those are flashy when you start getting into alligator Birkins. And, you know, if you're carrying a $70,000 purse, like, you're probably going to get jacked also. But when you do, like, million-plus-dollar rings and don't have, like, seven guys with guns standing next to you in the photo, you know, that's what rappers do. You know, they always flash jewelry, but they also have like 10 guys with machine guns like pointing at the camera like, come try to steal my chain. Like, that's a game for them. But if you're just like Kim, so I saw that one coming, which is sad. I, you know, if I could have texted her, I would have wrote like, "Yo, girl, you should chill on that one." That's a disgrace.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess I assumed she did have bodyguards. That's yeah. what threw me off, is that she's just in this boutique hotel or whatever the hell it was with no security whatsoever. I can't imagine.
I do think, like, I feel the same way. Like, I'm sort of like, you assume she's always surrounded by people. And mm-hmm. I guess that is that thing where you forget that she is, like, a real, I mean, she's not a real person. She's a huge mega celebrity. But I guess she does have to do some real people things.
Yeah.
Like, it's not literally, like, Secret Service.
Right.
Yeah. I would say this. The Kardashians, one thing they are, with all due respect to them, is, like, money-grubbing, like, cheap. Like, when it comes to, like, oh, I don't need security. Like, everyone loves me. Versus, like, when Spidey was famous, we paid, like, 10 grand a day in security because we're like, oh, everyone hates us, you know. So there is, you know, that, like, that's the problem with, like, loving, thinking you're, like, so great mm-hmm. is, like, you think everyone loves you, which was, like, a false sense where, like, guarantee you know, Kim rivals Angelina Jolie and just, like, you know, obviously not, like, accolades, but, like, in fame, like, more people are going to spot Kim on the street than Angelina, which is crazy to say, but Angelina, guarantee you, has two armed guards with her because she's, like, my security, you know. You know, it's just a bit. These Kardashians have a different headset. I swear, I'm telling you, they just don't. They don't. Anyone with Kim's money should have had an armed guard right. on with her. You know, period. Yeah. It was just like, I'm Kim. People love me.
You know what's really bothering me too is, like, I watch Kylie now on Snapchat still because I have to for work, not just because I want to.
Yeah, okay,
but
right. That's a disclaimer.
But. But I'm just like, I can't help but judge the whole family for not dropping out with Kim, if that makes sense. I'm just like, they weren't loyal to Rob either when he went through his tough times. It's like, they just pretend. I'm like, why am I more upset and still concerned about Kim than you seem? And it's like, I know that at home and in the privacy of their home, they may be more concerned, and I'm sure they are, but they're not putting on that public persona, and it just feels disloyal. Yeah. And the one thing I've always loved about the family is that they are loyal, and I don't know. It's throwing the whole thing off for
They
me.
Have become prisoners to their public perception. Mm. And it would, I think more people would have respected them more if they all released a statement that says, at this time, we need to stand by Kim. We're going to cease, you know, production on everything because our family is most important. Our safety is most important. We want to, you know, we want to revisit these things in 2017, have a happy rest of the year.
Right.
But no, because Kylie's still putting out lip gloss.
Right. Kylie didn't go to the VMAs because Norman and whatever the dog's name is had a baby. And it's like, wait,
yeah.
That's why you didn't go to the VMAs? Because Norman had a baby?
They're all teammates when it benefits themselves. Right. And that's what I think people don't realize. Like, if you watch the beginning of the Kardashians, like, they didn't all get along so well. It's like, so really what's bonded them together is money and fame. Mm. And it's like, yeah, they're a great family too, and that helps, but it's really when it benefits themselves and each other. And Kylie and Kendall seem like they're kind of on their own page as well. Like, yeah, they're Kardashians, but they're not, you know, like
right.
their last name is Jenner. They do have a different dad. They do have different, or, you know, whatever. They have just different lives at the same time. So I think that Kim's not their main concern, and they all have their own careers, and they all have Chris probably telling them to keep working and, you know, whipping that work with for them.
But I will bet you money that the first thing Kylie says, she looked over her little pay friend Jordan and said, I'm so glad Kim's off Snapchat. Like, that's my thing.
Her paid friend Jordan, did you say? I love that.
Oh my god.
Jordan has to be on salary at this point. Otherwise, where's Jordan? Like, how does Jordan pay bills? Like,
yeah.
It's gonna be interesting though to see, like, where they do go from here, like what options they do have, how they're gonna split or stay together. I think that we're gonna start seeing a huge change in the Kardashians, whether they want it or it's just projected by the public. So I think that it is going to be a completely different year than we've seen coming up for all the Kardashians. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The smartest thing is if Kim decided to, like, get a really reputable life coach and reimagine her life, she could be like the new Martha Stewart. Like, if she was like, my focus is being a mom, like, what's her name, the woman who has the Honest Company,
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica Alba. Mm-hmm. Like, if she went the Jessica Alba route, it was like, I'm focusing on my family and my kids. I want to make things. I want to make the world a better place. It's all about, like, being your best you. I think she could kill it, but she would have to abandon all of this, like, material, superficial stuff that she did, because it, those two worlds can't work together.
Right.
That's
she
really
loves nude selfies also too much.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, she has to stop the nude selfies.
It is interesting thinking, though, that she probably is thinking about the next way to sort mm-hmm. of reinvent herself. Mm-hmm. And the sort of like mom entrepreneur route could be a good one for her. But you're right. It doesn't really jive with her current.
No, but she would do so much more good if she went that way versus being the self-centered mom who's always naked and showing her tits. And there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Right.
But as you get older, what message are you really sending to your own kids at that point?
Right. And I think, Patty, you had brought this up before at Cosmo and have done some pieces about this, but I do think it's probably true that in 2017 people might demand that of celebrities a little more. Mm-hmm. You want celebrities that stand for something,
right,
and have something to say.
Well, it's also hard when you don't want to reinvent yourself. Like, I think she likes who she is and this image, and it's like, well, everyone has to grow and evolve, and I think she's stuck in being this person that she's always wanted to be, this, you know. So I think it's hard at this point where she feels like she's just arriving where she wants to be, to completely erase it and start over. So I don't know if she's capable of doing that at this point. They're so deep in their Kardashian characters and who they are versus who they really are, it's hard to decipher that reality.
That's a really good point.
And if Kanye really is cracking and it's not like an insurance scam, like, it's easier said than done for her to now do anything in life, because, you know, it's going to be, it was already hard enough for them to, like, decorate the house. Like, you know, supposedly they've spent like $10 million in like changing things in their like house in the valley. So if you can't even get your, you know, furniture in your house together as a couple, you're in for some wild years of raising North and Saint and trying to, you know, be on the same page.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, Heidi and Spencer, we are going to have to call you guys 1 year from today and talk about all of this again. We will see where Kim K is then. And what about for you guys? What's happening in 2017?
We'll be here. 2017 we'll is going to be a very interesting year for us. So I'm excited to see what's ahead. I feel like we're having a kind of shift of momentum, and I think life is going to be a lot more meaningful. We have a big project coming up that we can't talk about, but that will be exciting.
That's such the Hollywood line right there. But in real life, it really is fun. Not like
IRL.
Not just like, oh, we got
a big project. Yeah,
we got a project in development in the works.
Yeah, it's not a long term. It's just, you know, a good fun thing. So,
And then Heidi is gonna get pregnant.
Yep, God knows.
Can't wait.
So excited.
Yeah, well, very exciting.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's always such a treat. We love having you to, you know, gossip with over here.
It's the best.
It's the best. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
Bye.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Well, it was so fun counting down the biggest pop culture moments of the day with you guys. Any favorites before we go? Chloe, favorite moment?
Oh my gosh. The fact that Love Isn't Real and Taylor Swift is a monster. That blew my mind.
That's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, and I need a publicist so I can get a boyfriend.
Thanks. Right, exactly. Patty, what about you?
I don't know that Taylor Swift is, everything is fake. I don't know that. I feel like all the proof is there. Come on. But definitely get a publicist, because fake relationships.
Okay, got it.
Very real. Did you have a favorite pop culture moment, Patty, from something we discussed?
Well, I wouldn't call it a favorite, but I'm fascinated just by all the Kardashian ones, because I think we're really seeing a shift in what's happening with that family.
It really will be interesting a year from now to like talk about this all again and see where we're at. So you guys, same time, same place?
Yes.
A year from now? Yes. Okay, great. And in the meantime, since a year is a long way away, we always like to end. Chloe, do you want to shout out your Twitter handle or where the best place is for
Absolutely.
People to follow you?
Absolutely. You can go to chloehilliard.com. That's CHLOEHILLIARD. All of my social media links are there, videos of me and my show schedule. So if you want to come out and see me live anywhere in the country, I'll be there. You could be there and we can laugh together.
And Patty, where is the best place for people to follow you?
P And what am I, Pat? This happens to me every time. I feel like I just read cosmopolitan.com because that's where everything I do is.
That's where all your thoughts get channeled into. Okay. And as always, you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat at Lisa Benson. And thank you so much, as always, for listening to the cosmopolitan.com Happy Hour podcast. If there are things you want to hear us talk about in a future episode, let me know. And as always, please subscribe and share and like and do all the things you do with the podcast. I will see you guys next week. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.